Another famous American brand, J.M. Smucker, claims its food empire began with apple butter squeezed straight from apples planted by Johnny Appleseed himself. The newest addition to the Smucker's empire may not exactly fit in with that story. Smucker's just acquired the iconic Miami-based Cuban coffee brand Café Bustelo. For member station WLRN in Miami, Kenny Malone has this report.
Chemically speaking, Cuban coffee looks and smells and brews pretty much like Italian espresso. But culturally, Miamians talk about coffee the way people talk about Cuban cigars.
Usually when I go out to dinner, I'll have a cafecito. But while I was in Cuba, I would have three or four of them a day. I became addicted to it.
Andy Gomez is a senior fellow at the Institute for Cuban and Cuban-American Studies at the University of Miami. He came from Cuba to the U.S. as a six-year-old in 1961, the same year as the Bay of Pigs invasion, and also the same year one homesick Cuban exile started selling coffee door-to-door to other homesick Cuban exiles, the early beginning of a company that would end up selling Café Bustelo.
That individual, that company, and that brand, it represents a start of the Cuban-American experience in exile. That's why I say the brand might change because it has been sold to a larger entity, but the spirit will never disappear.
Not everyone's as excited about the sale as Gomez. There's a looming concern that Smucker's might mess with perfection or that the brand might get swallowed up entirely.
I mean, Smucker's a $9 billion company. They're paying $360 million for this.
Joe Mager writes about Smucker's for The Motley Fool, a Virginia-based financial services company. From a business standpoint, he says Cuban coffee should blend smoothly into Smucker's breakfast mix, especially since the company bought Folgers coffee 3 years ago. But Smucker's paid 10 times for Folgers what it did for Bustelo, plus a few other brands that came along in the deal.
And down the road, if you're a fan of these brands, that might mean that maybe they don't get as much love from Smucker's as you'd like. But big picture, I'd say, at least in the near term, you're going to be happier as a consumer because you'll be able to find these things in more places.
And that's more important now than ever. The 2010 census shows that the Cuban-American population rose in every state over the last decade. Some of the fastest-growing communities are in North Carolina, Tennessee, and Kentucky, a four-hour drive from Smucker's headquarters in Orrville, Ohio. Mary Beth Bottiger is a spokeswoman for Smucker's. She says Bustelo is the first major Hispanic brand the company has purchased. It's part of a major effort to bring Hispanic consumers to the table. And that's involved some education for Smucker's.
We already have a team at the plant and with the marketing offices. And our teams have also spent a great deal of time with consumers in Miami in their homes and watching how they use and enjoy those products.
Smucker's could have learned a thing or two at the San Juan Bosco Clinic.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey. Oh, you look so much older now.
That's my beard.
No.
Want to make some coffee?
Yes.
Let's do it.
I worked here when I first moved to Miami and learned quickly from the two nurse practitioners, Maria Menendez and Maria Torres. Torres is the loud one. That life and Cuban coffee are intrinsically linked.
I guess some sugar because we need to make espumita.
And then you get the big, thick, beautiful foam.
You know, they say that once so ya aprendiste a hacer café, ya te puedes casar. That's a Cuban saying.
Why did they say that?
I don't know. It was just a saying. If you knew how to make coffee, you could get married already.
And maybe that's the message for Smucker's. Take care of the brand, take care of the product, and adding Bustelo to the Smucker's family won't be a problem. For NPR News, I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.